This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday the United States could send as many as 15,000 military troops to the border with Mexico as he continued his hard stance against a caravan of migrants that are fleeing violence and poverty in Central America. Speaking to a partisan crowd in Florida at the first of 11 rallies before next Tuesday's midterm elections, the president said his administration and Republican candidates are for keeping the caravans out.
You saw what happened 2 days ago with the Mexican military and the Mexican police. You saw what happened there. How tough the opposition is. We're tougher than anybody. We're tougher than any force. And we're probably going to have to be.
The first caravan of fewer than 4,000 people was in the southern Mexican city of Juchitán on Wednesday, about 1,400 kilometers from McAllen, Texas. A second, smaller U.S.-bound caravan of about 2,000 people forced its way into Mexico on Monday from Guatemala. It is near the Mexican town of Tapachula. A Turkish prosecutor said Wednesday that Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi was killed by strangulation immediately after entering Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul, and then his body was cut into pieces. The statement by Chief Istanbul Prosecutor Erfan Fidan comes as Turkey pressures Saudi Arabia to extradite the 18 people it detained in connection with Khashoggi's killing. Fidan's statement was the first public confirmation by a Turkish official that the journalist was mutilated after being killed. Turkey has steadily amped up pressure on Saudi Arabia to provide answers amid its shifting official explanations of Khashoggi's fate. Weeks after the fact, Riyadh admitted the writer had been killed in the consulate by a team of Saudi agents. This is VOA News. The accused gunman in the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre has been indicted. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has details.
A federal grand jury indicted Robert Bowers on 44 counts, including hate crimes. Bowers is being held without bail and is scheduled for a preliminary hearing Thursday. The indictment was expected. Prosecutors have indicated they'll seek to have Bowers put to death. Today begins the process of seeking justice for the victims of these hateful acts, U.S. Attorney Scott Brady said. The indictment came as three more funerals were held. Bowers is accused of killing 11 people and wounding six Saturday at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue. The two victims still hospitalized remain in intensive care but are improving, says the chairman of emergency medicine. I'm Warren Levinson.
South Korea's spy agency said Wednesday it observed preparations by North Korea for international inspections at several of its nuclear and missile test sites. U.S. officials declined to confirm the observations, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he planned to meet with his North Korean negotiating counterpart next week and would speak to him about inspections. Meanwhile, South Korean President Moon Jae-in says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will visit Seoul soon. Moon did not provide any other details about the trip during a speech on the economy given before the South Korean parliament. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres announced Wednesday that Norwegian veteran diplomat Geir Pedersen will be his new special envoy for Syria. Pedersen was widely rumored to be the top choice for the post. He succeeds Italian-Swedish envoy Stefan de Mistura, who held the challenging job for more than 4 years. Guterres wrote to the Security Council on Tuesday to inform them of his choice. He thanked de Mistura for his work and contributions to the search for peace in Syria. Pakistan's Supreme Court Wednesday overturned the conviction of Aisha Bibi, a Christian woman who was imprisoned, that is, on a charge of committing blasphemy. The verdict in the case read that prosecutors categorically failed to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. Aisha Bibi was in an undisclosed location for her safety after her release. Her lawyer said he expected that she would soon leave the country. The landmark ruling sparked protests by hardline Islamists and raised fears of violence. And Willie McCovey, the sweet-swinging Hall of Famer nicknamed Stretch for his 1 meter 93 centimeter height and his long arms, died Wednesday. He was 80. The San Francisco Giants announced McCovey's death, saying the fearsome hitter passed peacefully in the afternoon after losing his battle, with ongoing health issues. During his career, McCovey was a 270 hitter with 521 home runs. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.